This is WBUR's All Things Considered. I'm Sasha Pfeiffer in Boston. As we've been reporting throughout the day, NPR's president and CEO, Vivian Schiller, announced her departure this morning. In her absence, NPR's top lawyer, Joyce Slocum, will become the network's interim CEO. Schiller offered her resignation, and NPR's board of directors accepted it, after a secretly videotaped meeting showed a top NPR fundraiser criticizing Republicans and Tea Party members. That video was leaked yesterday. Because of that video, and because of NPR's earlier controversial firing of news analyst Juan Williams, the chair of NPR's board, Dave Edwards, said Schiller had lost the ability to be an effective leader. Even some dedicated listeners may not understand the distinction between this station and NPR. WBUR is an NPR member station. We buy content from NPR, and we brand ourselves as Boston's NPR news station. But WBUR is independent, and it has no say in editorial or management decisions at NPR. So what does all of this change at NPR mean for member stations like WBUR? To get an answer to that, we spoke earlier with WBUR's general manager, Charlie Kravitz. Charlie, thanks for talking about this.
Happy to be here.
I want to ask you first about the news of the day, which, of course, is the resignation of Vivian Schiller. Do you think NPR made the right decision by accepting her resignation today?
You know, I hate to start off by being evasive, Sasha, but I'm not going to speculate on whether it's right or wrong because I wasn't there and I don't know what all the issues were that went into the decision. I can tell you that I am sad that Vivian Schiller is leaving or has left. I thought she was a strong leader and doing a lot of great things for NPR and had articulated a powerful mission. And I think her departure is a loss for NPR.
Her departure, of course, comes a few months after the firing of Juan Williams, the news analyst, which was quite controversial. Then the resignation of the executive who oversaw the firing of Juan Williams, that was the senior vice president for news, Ellen Weiss. And now we have the resignation of Vivian Schiller, the CEO and president. Does that resulting leadership vacuum at NPR affect WBUR?
Well, I think it affects all of us in some way or other. It's not a good thing when you lose that amount of executive leadership. Losing the overall management of NPR is certainly going to be a setback. And losing the person who is leading the journalism at NPR, which is the core product of this extraordinary organization, is not good either. And I fear that Vivian Schiller leaving is also going to set back the effort to try and bring in a high-quality person to run the journalism in the newsroom at NPR.
The backdrop to all of this is increasingly vocal calls in Congress to eliminate federal funding for public broadcasting. WBUR, this station, receives about $1.3 million a year in federal funding. What would it mean for WBUR to lose that funding? Because this departure of Vivian Schiller today ties into that in some ways.
Absolutely. $1.3 million is about 6% of our budget. We've been very transparent about that, and it's not a trivial amount of money. On the other hand, federal funding is a relatively small part of a large station like WBUR, and we have tremendous broad-based support for WBUR across the Boston region. People are extraordinarily passionate and generous to WBUR, and I have faith that if we came to a financial crisis where we lost this large chunk of money, that we could rely upon our listeners and supporters to help us to make up that money and to continue to do the great work that we are committed to do.
If WBUR did lose the $1.3 million a year in federal funding it now receives and couldn't make that money up, how would it affect what the station does?
Well, if that were the case, we would, this is not the scenario that I would argue is going to happen, but if that were to happen, $1.3 million would require us to do some very severe belt tightening. We would have to perhaps freeze salaries, lay some people off, question some of the programs we do. $1.3 million buys a lot of quality journalism and programming on WBUR, and it would be a serious blow.
You've been in contact today, I believe, with at least one NPR board member. Anything noteworthy from that conversation that you can share on the air in terms of what's going on behind the scenes at NPR and what comes next for NPR?
Well, my one conversation suggested a real sadness about the departure of Vivian Schiller, who was widely admired. I think there's also very deep concern that what's happened here in this particular incident is going to make the effort to continue federal funding unabated more difficult. And so there's increased concern about that, and that's understandable.
Did you share with that board member you spoke with what you thought NPR should look for in a new leader if that issue came up?
Well, we never really got into that conversation, but I can tell you that they are – this came out of the blue in such a way that they are now at ground zero. He actually asked me if I knew some, you know, good people that I could suggest for the job. So clearly they don't have – they weren't thinking about this. They weren't planning on a succession plan for Vivian Schiller, and they're, you know, starting right at ground zero.
Charlie, thanks for talking about this.
Absolutely.
Charlie Kravitz is the general manager of WBUR.